This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
The Terps were on the cusp of a big comeback. They were trailing by 15 points in the second half, by 11 points, but I think with 8 minutes to go against Michigan on Saturday. Derek Queen got fouled with 5 seconds to go, hit both free throws, and then Trey Donaldson gets the inbounds pass and gets a layup. And it was unfortunately way too easy for the Wolverines, and the Terps got bounced from the Big Ten Conference tournament. And that was the Terps' eighth loss this year in a game decided by 6 points or less. And going back all four of these games, their most recent losses, and looking in the final 4 minutes where Michigan outscored them 11-9, final 4 minutes. We just talked about the Trey Donaldson play. Michigan State, where Maryland actually outscored Michigan State 7-6 in the final 4 minutes. But how much did we talk about the game-ending sequence of Jacoby Gillespie taking that shot too early, gives Michigan State the run out for a half-court heave? Ohio State, look, Bruce Thornton just banked one, and yep. Ronnie Rice actually played pretty good defense and was in pretty good position on that shot, but they were outscored 13-7 in the final 4 minutes. And then the Northwestern game, where they had less than a second in overtime, Martinelli got a great catch and shoot and was pretty uncontested there. It was pretty poorly defended, but this has been a theme for them, making those type of mistakes in crunch time situations, and they picked up some wins. The Penn State one really jumps out to me, where Rodney Rice, after having a pretty tough game, hit that baseline jumper. Even the Michigan game, which it ended up being 6 points, Maryland should have won that game by more than that. But I don't know, guys. It's just, it's still a huge concern heading into the NCAA tournament, how this team handles it. They're not going to get blown out. We have not seen them lose a game by more than 6 points all season, but 6-8 in those instances isn't good enough.
No. It was my number one thing in my six pack. It was Gigi's number one thing in his six pack. They just don't seem super comfortable in those situations. They come up short offensively at times. They come up short schematically at times. They come up short defensively at times. Their basketball IQ, which is usually really high, and their interconnectivity, which is usually really high, and understanding assignments and understanding who's got who on a switch and who's got who off a ball screen, that stuff's been lacking in critical moments in close and late situations. And it's getting a little late to shed your skin and become something you haven't been. I don't know. I mean, it gives me pause. Even this first game, this is a 5-point game with 5 minutes to go, I'm going to be crapping my pants a little bit.
Sure, because you're facing a Grand Canyon team.
You got nothing to lose.
Exactly. Nothing to lose. You're 10.5, 11-point underdogs.
Who's the crowd going to be with out in Seattle?
Everybody else's fans are going to be with Grand Canyon. That's the way it happens all the time.
Yep.
Because they want the Terps out of there.
Well, they love the underdog win.
And if they're there to root for another team, they know who the higher seed. I think everybody in America knows who the highest scoring five-man starting
the
unit
Crab
is.
The Crab Five?
Crab Five, Jason.
It's the first thing CBS said when they announced the bracket.
It's so befuddling to me, too, because I do want to bring up the end-of-game situation against Michigan Saturday. They didn't go for a heave down three, which they could have done. They could have just forced a three. You miss that, you foul. The game might be over right away. Reese hits the layup. They foul the right dude. He misses the front end. Queen gets fouled. They take the lead. But then they totally lose the plot there with 5 seconds left and let a guy go the length of the court and get a layup.
That can't happen. It's one thing to give up a jump shot, but for him to go coast to coast, that cannot happen in that situation.
Something like that has happened in almost every situation.
All their losses.
So, yeah, that gives me pause. Now, look, if they're in a situation like that against Florida, I don't think you're going to hear me complain a whole lot about it.
You'll complain.
Well, no, I mean, if they play Florida till the last shot and it goes against them, that's the story of their season. Mm-hmm. And I think Florida's winning this tournament. So things happen, but there's something off when it's a one possession game and there's a couple minutes to play. Something's off with this group. It just is.
Terps on Friday take on Grand Canyon. Pregame coverage 3:30, tip 4:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And coming up next, chance to catch up with IA Hall of Famer, our friend Mark Viviano, get his thoughts on everything going on, what the Ravens have done, Orioles getting ready for opening day, Terps. We'll talk to Viv next here on The Fan.